there are many incredible minhagim, many incredible customs that we have over the course of Chanukah. Of course, the minhag, the custom to eat latkes, sufganiyot, donuts, food made with oil, of course, reminiscent of the incredible miracle that occurred with a little pach shemen, a little cruse of oil. Then, of course, there's the minhag, there's the custom to eat dairy products over the course of Chanukah, really to remember the incredible salvation, the beginning of the Hasmonean revolt, the beginning of the Hashmonai rebellion, was sparked by a young woman by the name of Yehudis, who had given the local Greek governor some food items, dairy items, to make him tired, a little bit of wine to intoxicate him, subsequently killed him, and that act, that courageous act, was the beginning of the Hashmonai, the Hasmonean revolt. So we eat fried foods, we eat dairy foods, but there's another common custom on Hanukkah that we're all familiar with, and that's the custom to play with the dreidel. And the obvious question is, what's so significant about the playing with the dreidel? What's so significant about this little act of playing with the top that has both children and adults fixated? And so the rabbis explain in a variety of different ways. Some explain that when the Greeks outlawed the study of Torah, there were still groups of children who learned Torah in secret, in hiding, in private. And they had to hide their activities from the Greeks so that when a Greek official would come around, they would quickly close their religious books, they would close their sfarim, they would take out the little top, the little dreidel they would play, and the Greeks would never realize that these children were actively involved in a spiritual pursuit because they cloaked the spiritual pursuit with the mundane act of playing dreidel. And there, through Tamam and Hagim, others bring down that we too spin the dreidel today, reminiscent of even the incredible self-sacrifice of the children during the miracle of Chanukah. But the great tzaddik, Rabbi Yisrael of Rizhin, says something a little bit different. And Rabbi explains so beautifully. The power of a dreidel is that a little spin, a little bit of effort, creates an incredible amount of ongoing momentum. Isn't it incredible to watch that dreidel? One little flick of the wrist, and if you're especially talented, could cause multiple revolutions of the dreidel. And says the Rizhiner, what an incredible lesson for us in life. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of rededication. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we begin anew. And sometimes when we want to rededicate ourselves, we think that it is such an overwhelming Herculean undertaking. And the Rizhiner says, when you begin to think that is too much to rededicate yourself, rededicate your heart, rededicate your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just take out your dreidel. One little flick of the wrist, one little action could go so far. The process of rededication does not begin with a comprehensive life makeover. The path to rededication does not even have to begin with any enormous or incredible heavy lifting. The path to personal rededication begins with one small act, one small step, one small flick of the wrist. And just like after that one flick of the wrist, the dreidel keeps spinning. When we make one step, even a small step towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that paves the way for multiple beautiful, bigger steps in our future. Wishing everyone a lichtige Chanukah and a guten Shabbos.